Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Blink your eyes twice, thrice, it doesn't matter. The government secretly has recruited millions of Americans, 26,000 preachers, 500,000 truck drivers, 23,000 executives to spy on neighbors, to prepare their employees, their flocks for gun confiscation, mass roundups, and to go to death camps. We posted almost 2 years ago the secret FEMA documents. Now it's mainstream news, and now we see the preachers all over TV and everywhere else saying, do whatever the government says. Don't ever talk bad about the government. You're not allowed to in the United States. It's of the devil. I mean, this is sick. And this will further discredit Christians and make Christians look like buffoons to the secular world, which is the globalist plan. David Rockefeller's World Council of Churches has done well. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in Ohio, then Michael, AJ, Andrew, Julie, and others. Jim, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just want to tell you I have utmost respect for you, my friend. You've got more courage than 99% of the people in this country. And I've been praying a lot about what's going on because a lot of us that have been supporting Ron Paul have been really disappointed at how things have he's been shafted in so many ways during the election process and the debates and everything. And
well, let me just say this, Jim. We have to know that they were going to cheat. But think of the tens of millions that are awake to the New World Order now. Don't be disappointed. I am disappointed that he hasn't called for national agendas, to galvanize his supporters to now fight against NAFTA, reauthorization of the war. But he says he's going to do that. I want to see that soon. I want to see that new agenda announced at his national rally coming up in a month or so. But we need to re-energize now. Go ahead.
Well, you know, a lot of people have been talking also. I know you've mentioned that that there's been talk about the delegates at the national convention trying to steal votes and that you cautioned against that. But, you know, we're getting so disgusted with the way things are. You know, something has to change because they're building their power grid to starve us, impoverish, and disarm us. And, you know, if we let it go on too long, we're not going to have any chance at all. We're like in a catch-22 here. And
what is it like for you, Jim, who's been following this, I would guess, for years, to see it really all unfolding just like they said they do? I mean, it's really happening.
Well, it's accelerating. I still believe their baloney up until probably 2003 or so when a friend of mine turned me on to your program. And, you know, nothing made sense up to that point. And after I started listening to you, it all started to gel together because, you know, it looks crazy what they're doing unless you look at their plans. And
it's a larger integrated computer-modeled psychological warfare system, and I appreciate your call, Jim. Great points. Let me just add to what he said. I'm not saying the government hasn't stolen from Ron Paul and cheated him and that we shouldn't become delegates and try to rewrite the party platform and have a revolt on the floor and bring up real issues. It's just if he's got 60 delegates and McCain's got thousands, politically the way it'll be seen by the dumbed-down public, if then Ron Paul supporters, which doesn't look like it's going to happen anyways, but they will have a big voice there and that's good, tried to throw all their delegates to Ron Paul. Ron Paul would then say, he said he would say, no, I refuse this. I mean, he has said here on this show that it doesn't look like he's going to get the nomination. He said that in a press release he put out. But that he would continue to fight for our ideas. And I've been contacting people all over where the Ron Paul campaign has told their delegates, you know, that if you're supposed to be a John McCain delegate, vote for that. All I did was state the facts. And I've invited people who are involved in this delegate thing on the show, and they haven't come on. I've invited two different individuals on, and they haven't come on. Because I actually agree with a lot of it. But the way this stuff works is if you don't agree with everything people are pushing, they then say you're anathema, which is fine. I could really care less. We'll be right back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer, it's Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store or online today.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, now into the third hour, not the final hour. We have a fourth hour coming up. You can listen to it on the web at InfoWars.com. You can tune in at InfoWars.com and listen via the internet streams there. It will not be on the network streams when the show ends today. I'll have to go over to the InfoWars.com audio streams, and Jason Burmis will be in studio with us for the full fourth hour. Talk about the latest 9/11 revelations, a new project we're working on with him, some other key announcements, and your phone calls. Also, when you have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, you can watch the two video cams that are in here, one on me, one on the guest, or when there's not a guest, two on me, a document cam, a video feed cam, another computer feed that I have for videos and documents. So all together, I guess that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different inputs for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And starting next Monday, I will be on the network at 2 p.m. on the Star Guide feed and also on WWCR and the internet at InfoWars.com. So it'll be there for you as well to be able to hear over your regular AM or FM station if they choose to pick up that fourth hour. But in the time being, one place to listen, InfoWars.com. You go there and you tune in there. I have been for 11 years on this network doing the time slot. First, I did an hour, and then for 10 years, I've been doing it, I guess more than 10 years. I've been going live from 11 to 2, but now it will be 11 to 3. It was 11 to 2. I'm a little bit out of it. I've been working out real hard lately, trying to get in shape. I was just sitting here, and all of a sudden, a huge crick in my neck about an hour ago. So painful, it's hard to go on. But I just took some Advil. Hopefully, that will kick in, and I will be able to continue here. I'm going to take four or five more calls. I'm going to get back into news before Burmese joins us. Got a lot of really important news I'm going to be getting into, like feds to collect DNA from every person they arrest and a lot more. But see, that story is a deception. They take it from everybody at birth anyways. Crooks. The government's already going for broke. They've committed so many crimes they can't stop. It's run by private interest. I know you know that, but we better get that word out to everybody else. Very bad people are in control. Michael in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. I want to give you an update on what's going on here in the Memphis area. A couple of weeks ago, they showed in a paper where local law enforcement officials were being sworn in by U.S. Marshals and other federal agencies to work in their stead and with them. Then, last week, we had an operation called Sudden Impact, where federal agents and the local law enforcement were going out in a saturation effort, arresting as many people as they could. And everybody they arrested, they had them scanned to see if they were on some kind of terrorist list. Well, that included one person I talked to said that they were swabbed for DNA, fingerprint, and the whole bit, and this person was pulled over for a taillight.
Actually, I have that mainstream news today. That's coming up. No. I saw Governor Ridge on C-SPAN. We need to write a big article about this. Folks, I rant and rave and scream so much that I never cried wolf. The wolf always came down. You just didn't see it. Now the wolves are all around us. I'm crying wolf, and people, you know, think the wolves are friendly little bedtime buddies, you know, that can sleep at the end of the bed and be your friend. Let me break this down for everybody. They're federalizing the school police. They're federalizing the local police. They're running random checkpoints. Governor Ridge said you'll have a national ID card to have a job. They're going to have random checkpoints in malls, street corners, everywhere, not to get illegal aliens, to get citizens. They call it roundup sweeps, and it's just total control. What Memphis News was particularly reporting on this?
That was the local newspaper and all the local news stations. But a couple of other things. They recently spent $4 million on a system that can track if you are, and I don't know how they do it, but if you're a convicted sex offender, if you get within a certain, quote, zone, it triggers this. So this is a surveillance system that's countywide. That if you must be some kind of...
Yeah, they always use it on the degenerates that everybody hates at first, but it's for everybody. And, yes, they can use the license plates on your cars, and those guys have to wear bracelets.
And something that's not in the media that I've spoken to friends there in the Sheriff's Department, recently there's discussions. They're talking about doing a curfew, and they're talking about martial law in Memphis, Tennessee. And this is, according to my sources last night, this is going on... Do the cops
think it's fun and wonderful?
It's a mixed bag. Some of them think that it's all about controlling terror and controlling. I mean, they've drank the Kool-Aid, just like you said. They go to church, they sit there, and they don't know enough about the scriptures to understand that Jesus was a radical. Jesus tore up the money changers. They disregard the true facts of the circumstances that they see.
Well, let me break this down, people, very simply. They stage a terror attack, they build up all these mechanisms of control, and then now they're announcing, hey, we're going to use Homeland Security on all crime, and hey, we're going to federalize, and hey, there's going to be curfews, and now they've announced a curfew in Denver for adults, everybody. Now they're announcing curfews in Clover Point, Kentucky. They're announcing them everywhere. And, yes, it is martial law. Everybody keeps making jokes about, where's the martial law, Alex? Where's the martial law? We are incrementally being brought into it. And I hope those officers know this isn't being done for Al Qaeda. This is being done so they can take everybody's stocks and bonds and so they can have a national draft and make us fight World War III. I mean, it's all over, folks. They're going to probably arrest me, arrest everybody else. As some people will fight back, that will give them the terrorists they need. When you fight back, they'll call you a terrorist. And a lot of cops are going to get killed. And it's just so sad America had to go down. Anything else? Oh, I wanted to hear the rest of it, sir. I wanted to add those key points. Call back, Michael. Call back at 1-800-259-9231. Keep that phone open. And if somebody else fills it up, drop them, because I wanted to ask you more questions. Keep a line open, 1-800-259-9231. Michael, I just wanted to add those points. I wanted to go back and forth. I want to hear the rest from the police. Yeah, I've had police tell me, hey, martial law is a good idea. I've had other cops talk about it. I've seen it in newspapers. When they put the Constitution on fire on the front of the local paper and say everything must go and say that it's bad, it won't keep you safe, and Gary Hart says we got to have a world government or tens of millions will die, but the border's wide open. Folks, bad people are in control of the government. They've been gearing up all this martial law. And when you think it just starts overnight, when you think, oh, it's for some terror attack that just happened, understand they've slowly been building it up since the 60s. And now it's all coming to fruition. Is Michael call back? Just keep hanging up on people that call that number. Oh, man, my neck is killing me. Ah, right at the base of my neck. It was like an ice pick jammed in there. That's what happens when you get out of shape and you got to get back in shape. And it is always a painful affair. Oh, man. You know, every night now I wake up in the middle of the night thinking about I'm Alex Jones, thinking about the fact that I've shot my mouth off, I've spoken out, I've fought the tyranny. But I want you to know I've done it all for you. And I want you to know that we can win this thing together. But they haven't gone after me yet because they don't want to scare the slaves. Just like when you're deer hunting, when a little two-pointer comes out, you know, a first-year buck doesn't have big antlers, and you're trophy hunting, you don't shoot him. You know, I'm small fry, I'm a little fish compared to all of you. They want to continue to let me yell and scream and act, you know, goofy and... That's how it looks, people that don't know what's going on. And they want you to just let them continue to build their grid. But you're the real target. And officers, you're the real target. I mean, they didn't go from 300,000 cops to 2 million cops, and now they want a million more for no reason. And yes, what you brought up is key. I actually have that here in the news. Feds to collect DNA from every person they arrest, and a stop is an arrest. The government planned to begin collecting DNA samples from everyone arrested by federal law enforcement, a move intended to prevent violent crime. Sure it is. Now, have you seen in Louisiana and Florida, they'll have a serial killer, so they'll just randomly set up checkpoints and demand DNA from all men? They're setting precedents, just like they're saying, hey, if there's no Fourth Amendment, we're going to spy on everything you do now. They're setting precedents, a move intended to prevent violent crime, but which also was raising concerns about the privacy of innocent people. Using authority granted by Congress, the government also plans to collect DNA samples from foreigners who are detained, whether they have been charged or not. The DNA would be collected through a cheek swab. Now, in England, everyone stopped for speeding gets this done. But again, folks, these criminals for 35 years have been doing it at birth. Justice Department spokesman Eric Albin said Wednesday, that would be a departure from current practice, which limits DNA collection to convicted felons. And then now with your DNA, they can frame you. That's the main reason. Expanding on DNA databases known as OCODISs, and see, now they thumbprint all the citizens to get driver's license or ID. See, we're all criminals. Raises civil liberties questions about the potential for misuse of such private information, such as family ties and genetic conditions. They're already doing it. Albin said the DNA collection would be subject to the same privacy laws applied to current DNA sampling, which means they can do whatever they want with it. Congress gave the department the authority to expand DNA collection in two different laws. There are dozens of federal law enforcement agencies ranging from FBI, Library, Congress, police. Federal government estimates it has about 140,000 arrests each year. No, no. They've got officers in most public schools. You think you're signing your kid up for a law enforcement class? It's a semester-long class on how to tattle on you, how to run checkpoints. I've got all the documents. It's in police state, too, the takeover. I want to hear more, sir, about what they were saying about the DNA swabs. Stay with us.
big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Okay, let's go straight back to Mike in Tennessee. Mike, I'll quit interrupting and adding information. I just get so upset when I hear about it. But when I tell listeners there's a huge control grid, camps built, cops being prepared, brainwashing, federalization all over. I mean, I remember 10 years ago learning about federalized sheriff's deputies to brainwash kids in school. I mean, this is a total takeover. This is a military-industrial complex takeover. Tell me more about the officers you talked to, the sheriff's deputy you talked to, exactly what was in the news and what they're really doing.
Well, in the local newspaper is called the Commercial Appeal, and they've got a website, commercialappeal.com, where you can find this information. The other TV is WMCTV.com. So there's sources there. But the people I spoke to that are with the sheriff's department were telling me about what was going on. And one person is a friend of mine, got pulled over for a taillight out, and they ran him through the mill and they swabbed him. And also locally, they came out with
Stop. You have a friend. I'd like to talk to him. He needs to sue them. These crooks pulled him over and took his DNA.
You got it. And right now in Tennessee.
Oh, I know that in Denver and other places, and in Arizona, in Colorado and Arizona, they pull you over and stick needles in your arms. I mean, that was happening 6 years ago. Go ahead.
In Tennessee, if you're charged with a felony, not convicted, charged, they have a law now that requires them to take a DNA sample from you. This came out
yeah, but
after
this
the
was,
first of the year.
Sure, but this was pulled over for a taillight.
That's right. A misdemeanor, you know, a nothing. And they put it under the guise of they're looking for terrorists, Al-Qaeda. That's what they said. I mean, it was on the news.
And let me guess, your buddy's got, he's a white guy.
Yes, sir.
Well, you saw Fox News. There's all these white Al-Qaeda. They're everywhere. See how they got us trained that it was guys in turbans, and now they flipped it and said, we're all Al-Qaeda.
Well, here's another wrinkle to this now. The local used to be conservative talk shows. These people have gone mainstream government on us because I used to call in and had tons of respect. These people would have dialogue. Well, now they've called me the doomsday prophet because I'm basically citing facts that you're putting out. I've only listened to you now for 2 weeks. And things that I've seen that are, when you connect all the dots, you see the picture. It's like looking at a pixelization of a picture. Real close up, you can't see it, but when you stand back from a distance, it all makes sense.
And it's not pretty. What picture do you see?
Total corruption. Total corruption from within the system. And with our local government, they're hiring the felons. The local mayor promotes hiring felons within government.
Oh, yeah. Let me stop you again, and I'll hold you over if need be, Mike, in Tennessee. It was in the Austin American-Statesman last week. I'm so conditioned to corruption, I didn't cover it. The headline, in fact, guys, Google this for me. It was something like, commissioners say give felons a second chance, and they've taken off the questionnaire, are you a felon in county government? Go ahead.
That's right, and I ran for office 2 years ago, and I actually won, but then I lost because of the tabulating machines, and I challenged the election. But I could prove, and it's in the appellate court now, but they're dragging their feet, I proved of corruption and fraud. It's MikeParsons.org is the website if you want to check it out. You can verify it, and I'm being targeted. I had a fellow come on our property and shoot and kill one of our dogs, friend of the county executive, the fellow I ran against, and instead of them arresting him, they charged me with 4 felonies last year, so I'm up to my eyeballs in dealing with a system of false prosecution. And instead of the
listen. The government ships in the drugs; they run it all, folks. We are in red level emergency. That we are on fire right now, and these guys are just running around stealing everything, laughing.
Everybody's so busy working, and they don't want to believe the government is corrupt. But individually, they take us out one by one. We're targeted and we're taken out. Collectively as a group, most people don't understand because they're so busy working. They need to tune in. They need to get involved with their neighbors. They need to find out what's going on, and they need to think.
I hear you, Mike. I appreciate your call. This sheriff deputy you talked to, was he upset about it, or was he thinking it was a great idea?
I don't want to allude to the sex or race of this person. I don't want to get into that because they're a friend and it's confidential. But what was your question again, real quick?
Well, were they saying, yeah, they're telling us they're getting ready for martial law, we're being federalized?
Yes, yes, that was the statement. We're planning, we're preparing for martial law. Imminent, like soon.
And did they think it was a good idea?
Believe it or not, the one person I talked to didn't like it but didn't have a problem with it. But then again, they drank the Kool-Aid. This person believes it's okay if I want to have a permit and carry a gun, but they personally wouldn't, and they wouldn't defend themselves if they had it come to lethal force. If they, and we had a discussion long at length, but this person is a pacifist, and they just haven't come to grips with the reality.
And martial law is, I mean, did they say anything else about what they're being told?
It's just in the works. I don't have a specific date and time. But
no, I mean, I know it's in the works. It's in the PDD 51. It's in the Defense Authorization Act. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're back live.
Trying to find me.
This is a key point I want to make. The point I want to make is this. I want you to listen very carefully. The things I'm talking about here on this radio show are not my opinion. The government is totally lawless and corrupt and violates the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and their own federal laws every way, every direction, whenever, however they want. Now, the entire attack profile, the entire grid they've been building in the name of anti-terror for decades is about mass suppression of the entire population. It is designed for mass roundups, mass arrest, mass detainments, mass physical attacks. It is designed for locking societies down in the classical martial law attack pattern. Okay, that's why they staged the attack, to get you focused on an outside enemy so they could get the shackles on you. They're like, Al-Qaeda has attacked. Here, let me put handcuffs on you. That way Al-Qaeda can't get you. Let me lock you up in here so you're safe. These are powerful people that have the control because they have an appetite for power. They're in control. They want to launch World War III. They want to attack a bunch of countries. They want to rule the world. They're based in London, the U.S., Israel, and a few other countries. They're very, very dangerous. They have nuclear weapons. They've brainwashed the police. God, they've been shipping the drugs in so long and putting innocent people in prison. They just do whatever they want, whenever they want. And everywhere, they're getting people ready for martial law. Thumb scanning to buy and sell. Because when they take your pension funds and your stock market, you're going to freak out. And during reorganization, where we're all going to have government jobs, or we're going to have none, and I mean literally, very few jobs left that aren't government, there's going to be a lot of squealing and yelling and fighting. And they're getting ready for re-education. A lot of us will just be killed out of hand. I mean, I videotaped the Marines training to kill Americans years ago. And I get emails like, how dare you talk bad about the Marines? Well, I mean, my God, it's like, how dare I talk about the German military if I was a German? They were under Hitler. It's just, this is all about you, ladies and gentlemen. This is all about hurting you, and you're going to find out about it. By the way, there's no doubt Ahmadinejad is a globalist. You know, our government helped put the radical Muslims in power the first time when they overthrew the elected leader, Mohammed Mossadegh. Then the Shah got out of control, and the U.S., it's clear, flew in the Ayatollah Khomeini out of France, staged deals with him to hold the hostages. Ahmadinejad was involved. To not give them back. The U.S. gave them weapons and hundreds of millions. That's admitted, by the way. And he's just staging all this now. This is all staged. The real target is the Western world and the U.S. It's so fried. He's now come out and said the attack on 9/11 was 4 years ago and that basically nobody died in the buildings. He's a total globalist. He said 2 weeks ago he wanted world government. And there's now magazine advertised. There's now modern advertisements in cop magazines. It says, become a modern-day stormtrooper. And it shows a guy in a total Darth Vader outfit. It's just all over, man. Just laugh, cops. Laugh, okay? Take your injections, drink your water, love the government. You're not getting away with this either. And, you know, I get really mad because my life's ruined. But my life is not ruined. You know, it's ruined when it comes to a lot of things, places I wanted to visit, things I wanted to do. But I'm glad I'm not a selfish piece of crap. I'm glad I'm totally committed to this fight, and I'm glad my name's on the list, the top of the list. That's why I'm sitting here doing this radio show with excruciating back pain right now. Because this is an important radio show, and I'm not going to shut up, and I'm never going to back down or give in. I just hope if they get me for a year or two in prison and torture me and cut out part of my brain and roll me out on TV to have me say horrible things, I just hope you know it's all staged because, you know, they can take your mind away from you. And believe me, I know that. I just know the scum just keeps winning. But I want people who serve the system to know that you can laugh and lie and, you know, say evil isn't going on, but it is in the New York newspapers. They take foster kids and test pesticides on them until they die. And the White House did write memos and sign executive orders to the military saying torture children with pliers sexually. And they did rape children in front of their parents. And I want you to know that's who you work for and that's who you are. By going along with this and saying martial law is okay and it's okay to have the preachers paid for by the government. It's okay to have gun confiscations. I mean, the government's making its moves on us at every level. And I want you to know, you don't think there's a God, so you think it's all about your own selfish life. And, you know, I just want you to know it's all on you. The torture and the kids, the murder of a million Iraqis, the 500... The 52 million dead babies in this country. I have a Freudian slip and wish it was only 500,000. Just evil took over. The world got complex. People tuned out of how things worked or operated. The voting machines are all fraudulent. Everything's a big scam now. But we're still running people for office to expose how they are fraud. And just criminals run everything, and they got a bunch of useful idiots that work for them, and but I just want you to know that's who you work for, ladies and gentlemen, when you work for the government, when you go along with all this. And now they're so arrogant, they put pictures of the Constitution being burned on the front of the paper. And then the grandson of LBJ, a top globalist planner, Philip Bobbitt, says, get rid of freedom. Get rid of all of it. And that's good. And you think that's good. You're all in a big fascist party outfit. You put on these Darth Vader outfits. You think you're cool. You're having eugenics carried out against you right now. And so you're going to wonder why your kids die of brain tumors, and you're going to wonder why you die so young or why your mama dies. Just know it's because you love evil. You love it so much you don't believe a word I say. Well, fine then. You just believe whatever you want. You know, I like to joke around on this show, and I like to have fun, and I like to be funny, and I like to go out and have fun, but I can't even enjoy anything now because all I know is there's pure evil running everything all around me. And I had to dedicate myself to fight these pieces of trash. And they just keep turning the heat up and turning the heat up and turning the heat up till the day they vaporize Chicago or Dallas or Austin with a nuke or release the bird flu and prance around being our saviors on TV. Why do you have to be so dumb out there? Why do you have to be so conned out there? Why do you always have to let evil win? The good news is a lot of people are waking up. A lot of people are getting involved. A lot of people know what's going on now. And a lot of people see through everything that's happening. I'm going to go to some final calls here. I got a bunch of news I didn't even get to. It's been how many days? The government wants to wrap its mind around your mind where they admit everything. Brain readers, scanners, face scanners, total control. None of it even is real. They just make up whatever stuff they want. But somebody's got to tell it like it is. Somebody's got to tell the truth. Somebody's got to have the courage to stand up against these people and admit really how bad it is. I mean, these are evil people that are in control. And evil isn't cute and isn't funny, like I've said many times. You know, the image of the devil is a hot brunette or blonde with little horns and a tail. You know, that rockabilly image. That isn't the devil. That's the piece of cheese on the mousetrap. And you're the mouse. The piece of cheese is the devil girl. The piece of cheese is the devil tats and the fancy motorcycle and acting tough at the bar. The piece of cheese is not caring about anybody but yourself and thinking you get ahead. And you've taken the piece of cheese. And it's poison. And when a lot of you cops are old men and women, the few of you that live to be that old, I want you to remember who did it to you. And I want you to remember I was right about everything. And I want you to look in the mirror and realize you're a piece of crap. I want you to look in that mirror after your child dies of the cancer viruses they implanted him with. I wish you wouldn't kill your kid, but you're not going to listen. And I want you to remember you were a part of it. You thought you'd get away with taking innocent people to jail. You thought you'd get away with screwing people. You thought you'd get away with torturing people. You thought you'd get away with violating the First Amendment. You thought you'd get away with flushing this country down the toilet because you're the authority, you're the boss. You're going to find out you're nothing. And those little scientists and those government laboratories, they run everything, and they have already given you your death. Tell you about a couple sponsors. And then I'm going to take a few calls before we end this hour. Yeah, facing reality's tough, isn't it? Being a little kid doesn't matter anymore, does it? Being an adult who acts like a 5-year-old doesn't matter anymore. All the stuff that matters so much to you doesn't matter anymore. When you realize we got a bunch of psychos running everything. And a bunch of idiots that are on power trips serving them who have no idea what they're part of. No idea what you're dealing with. Well, I do, and I know what I'm going up against. And I know they never forgive, never forget. A lot of other people in this Patriot movement think it's like some social club or some, you know, some popularity contest. This is life and death. This is the New World Order. This is the killer of billions who plan to kill billions more. This is the wrecker of civilizations. This is the genocide machine. This is the UN that goes into Africa and kills 800,000 Rwandans in 2 weeks with machetes. This is playing for keeps. This is cancer. This is death. This is dead bodies and the stench of them. That's your devil. That's your evil. That's your selfishness. That's where it leads. That's where it turns into. All right. E-Foods Direct makes this show possible. They'll be on with us tomorrow in the middle of the show for a 15-minute interview with a lot of announcements about what's happening with food supplies. And E-Foods Direct is a great storable foods company, and I believe in them, and I think they've got great products. High-quality, storable, freeze-dried food that'll last you a long time. So when they set off a nuke or release bird flu, if they do that, or whether it's a depression, they're not gearing all this up for nothing, and we all know that. Whatever the case may be, you won't have to be in the first wave that goes down to the sports stadium so they can poison you there. Of course, the dumbass cops won't know that when they take you down to the stadium, when the helicopter flies over to spray them, too. At least you won't have to go to their facilities. That's a reason. They love to use food on you as a weapon, as Henry Kissinger and State Department Memorandum and all the rest of it says. E-Foods Direct, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. Or efoodsdirect.com, big fat banners at the top of Infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. Then we got Interfood, nice Texas company. Patriots, good guys. They're also based in Colorado and Texas. High quality, good raw food, so you absorb it all. Really great stuff. Go to Infowars.com, link through on the website, on the link right there. And you can link through it, Interfood, right there on the website, and get 10% off when you order there. Or give them a call at 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238, or interfood.com. Really is a great product. Another product is New Vitality. New Vitality is a big, long-operating, well-respected vitamin mineral supplement company. We got a big link on Infowars.com for the New Vitality website. Be sure and go check all that out. Or you can also give New Vitality a call for their Aloe Ease Body Cleanse that flushes out your guts from all the horrible stuff we've been eating. 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056. 56 aloe vera really is amazing. They also have a combination of well-known herbs for your prostate, super beta prostate, 1-800-569-4056. And even if my neck's got a big bad sprain right now, I'm going to do the fourth hour, and I'm going to have Jason Burmes here in studio. We're going to take your phone calls. We're going to take your phone calls of the Hair Lipsy Admiral. And the number to call in the fourth hour until next Monday when we're on the network is 512-646-5400, 512-646-5400. But I'm going to break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to take four or five calls we got on hold. And we're going to get to you because you've been holding patiently. And then I got all these articles about governments, local governments, cops hiring felons now. So they make you all felons, then they hire you. Every sign of a criminal society going down the tubes. So we'll break that down for you coming up as well, and I keep promising to get to this other article. The government's trying to wrap its mind around yours. We'll do that, too. We'll tell you about all the DNA databases, the rest of it. We'll talk about that first with Burmese, then we'll get into some of the things he's working on and why he's down here with us in town. I want to tell you, if you want to finance what we're doing here, you ought to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. PrisonPlanet.tv is only 15 cents a day, and you get all my films, my book, Bill Watson's book, my weekly TV reports in studio, and the fourth hour of the radio show with the video cams on us, the guest cam, the document cam, and then we upload high-quality versions. Well, I guess it's in the streaming format. It's pretty good quality for PrisonPlanet.tv members to watch it or download it when you want, how you want. And we have added downloading, not just streaming, to the retransmission of it because you asked for it. All right, so that's coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll start that fourth hour at InfoWars.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
You can't make this up. The Globe and Mail, one of the biggest papers in Canada, headline, Canadian cops taser transit riders for not paying fares. Says according to police own documents, that is punishment for not paying. See, it's they can't shoot you yet. Soon they will. It's an image of people being shot for asking questions they shouldn't. It doesn't matter. They're going to get you too, cops. Don't worry. In the end, you punish yourselves. Don't worry. I actually feel sorry for you. Who's up first here out of all these callers? AJ in Virginia, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thank you very much, Alice, for having me.
Thank you.
I actually wanted to address Thinker Marine handle. I can't stand. I'm a Marine. I've been a Marine for 8 years, and I can't stand when people thank me. I know they mean well, but you know that's not what we're doing anymore. We're not providing freedom, and it gets really irritating, especially when people get self-righteous like that. Well, you know, you should be grateful for what I'm doing for you.
Well, the government talks about freedom all day. All they're doing is butchering all of it while leaving the borders wide open and attacking the citizenry.
Exactly, exactly, and it's very frustrating. But I just want you to know that you have people like myself. That you have on the inside, if you will. It was actually another Marine that introduced me to your website, to the 9/11 Truth Movement. And I went door to door canvassing for Ron Paul when I was over here in Virginia. I'm actually an Austin resident.
Good job. No, I know most. That's what I said earlier. Most of the troops are actually know what's going on. That's why the globalists are going to have a problem. Now, cops have been dealing with the citizens so much that they've been trained to not like us on average. So most of them, from the studies I've seen, there've been studies done by the government, will do whatever they're told. I mean, down to lining families up and shooting them. And I'm not kidding. They train them to do it. Anything else?
I also want to address something I heard a while back. And I remember you addressing this. The Marines doing the cadence about, you know, sprinkle the candy in the playground, let the children gather around. I mean, I've heard that cadence before, and it always bothered me, especially when I was a young private. But anyway, we're squashing that kind of stuff, and I'm sure it still goes on in some units, but last time I heard that was about a year and a half ago. We were doing a run, and the guy that we called out began that cadence in the first sentence, like a bunch of NCOs, and myself included, were like, oh, stop. You know, we're not about that. That was, I don't know where that originated from.
The feds, it was introduced by the higher-up Marines 6 years ago. We covered it on air. It was in a Counterpunch article and several others. The government went from kill a commie for mommy, and then they switched it over to, you know, kill children. And they're trying to turn you into demons, and I hope you resist it.
Absolutely. You got people like me, a few friends of mine, they're part of the Patriot Movement. We haven't forgot our oath. We know that our oath isn't to the country or anything. It's to the Constitution. So you have constitutionalists like myself on the that continue to serve so we can make a difference when the time comes. So we're not confiscating your guns and everything because I believe definitely in Second Amendment rights. So thank you very much for all the hard work you're doing, Alex. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you. Judy, Josh, Alex, Mike, KC, here's the number. You will go to the head of the line, 512-646-5400. Call it right now. We will start the show with Burmese in studio and go directly to your calls. Then after we take those oldest calls, we'll go into what Burmese is doing and some news. And back to your calls at 512-646-5400. And we'll open those up, and I want to give Judy, Josh, Alex, or is it Julie, and Mike and KC preference front of the line first, because they've been holding the longest. Fourth hour right now. Next week, you won't have to get offline, because we're going to be doing it from the network, but we'll also have this phone system, too, for part of the show, so you can call in both ways, either to my studio in Austin or to Minneapolis, St. Paul. Jason Burmese in studio after this quick intro as we start the fourth hour. A lot of key info Burmese is going to be talking about. Give you a sneak peek on some things we're going to be working on in the future. So interesting info there. The only way to listen to this fourth hour is the audio streams at InfoWars.com. Next week it will be on the AM and FM dial. So come over to InfoWars, click on the streams right now, or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and watch there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.